For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code STAPLE20.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Step into the Gen X time machine and rewind to the era of rolled jeans, flipped collars, and boomboxes blasting on every corner. Let's take a trip back to the 80s and 90s, where we relive the trends and unforgettable moments that shaped Generation X and made us who we are today.
All right, so ready to dive into a total classic?
Always.
It's Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ah, classic.
Released back in 1986, and still, people are quoting lines and trying to recreate Ferris's big day off.
Yeah. It's kind of wild how it's become this touchstone. It really captures a specific time, you know?
Right.
Like the anxieties and the whole vibe of Gen X coming of age in the 80s.
Totally. And Ferris, I mean, he's that quick-witted rebel.
Oh, yeah.
Effortlessly outsmarts authority figures like poor Dean Rooney.
Hilarious.
Then there's that line, you know, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
It's like he became the voice of a generation. You know, that feeling of just needing a break from the pressures of growing up.
Exactly. That rebellious spirit for Gen X dealing with expectations in a changing world, it was refreshing.
Totally. Like, hey, it's okay to question things.
Challenge the status quo.
Enjoy life. He wasn't afraid to break the rules. It's kind of empowering when you think about it.
Definitely. But it's not all about Ferris, right? Mm-hmm. There's got Cameron, almost the opposite of Ferris.
Oh, absolutely.
Marauding. Anxious. You can tell his dad's got a grip on him.
Cameron's journey is fascinating. You see that internal struggle so many were facing back then, like that pressure to succeed and not disappoint your parents, all while facing an uncertain future.
And that scene at the Art Institute.
Oh, yeah.
Staring at that Seurat painting, a Sunday afternoon on the island of Le Grand Chat.
Lost in a sea of dots. Like he's searching for himself in it all. Heavy stuff.
Powerful scene.
Yeah.
And John Hughes, he uses Chicago as more than just a backdrop.
Right.
Wrigley Field, the Art Institute. Mm. Then it was the Sears Tower. The city is alive.
Hughes loves Chicago. Uh-huh. He really infused the film with that energy and spirit. You can feel it.
Like when Ferris jumps in that parade float and starts lip-syncing Twist and Shout. Pure joy.
And the city just comes alive.
Totally. It's like the city's part of the rebellion, too.
Right. And speaking of that scene, it had an impact. It pushed Twist and Shout back onto the Billboard charts.
22 years after it was released.
That's wild. Ferris's energy is contagious on screen and off.
Absolutely. And Hughes nailed that spontaneous energy. Right. No CGI, just pure, genuine reactions. It pulls you right in.
Makes you want to jump on a float yourself.
For sure.
And let's not forget the car. That 1961 Ferrari 250 GT California Spider. Symbol of freedom.
Classic.
Did you know they used replicas for most of the filming?
Had to. A real one would be crazy expensive.
I can only imagine. But it worked. Even the replicas became iconic, escaping the ordinary, even for a day.
Right. It doesn't matter if it's a real Ferrari, you know?
Yeah.
It's the attitude that counts.
And you know what's even more amazing? Matthew Broderick was recovering from knee surgery during filming.
No way.
Imagine doing those dance moves in the parade while recovering from surgery.
Wow, that's dedication. And speaking of the cast?
Alan Ruck, who played Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
He was 29 during filming, playing a teenager. Hughes really knew how to find the right people for his films.
It shows that age is just a number when you're capturing that youthful energy.
Totally. But back to the film itself. Why does Ferris Bueller's Day Off still resonate so strongly? What's timeless about it?
I think it's a mix of things. The humor, the heart, that longing for freedom we all feel. Ferris reminds us to embrace life's simple joys, to challenge those rules, to hold on to that youthful spirit.
Absolutely. It's more than a movie. It's a reminder to enjoy life and not take ourselves too seriously.
What about you, listening in? Ever thought about your own day off dreams? Where would you go? What would you do?
Oh, that's a good question. We should all think about that. It's funny, even though Ferris is the one in charge, it's Cameron's journey that's the most interesting.
Right. He goes from anxiety and a tough relationship with his dad to, well, kind of taking control.
Exactly. You see him struggling with it all, the fear of his father, the pressure, and then that scene where he finally confronts his dad about the Ferrari.
Whoa.
Like, all that frustration just explodes.
Powerful. But it's not just about the car, though, is it?
No, it's deeper than that. It's Cameron standing up for himself, saying, hey, I have needs too. It's messy, but needed.
And Hughes doesn't shy away from the consequences.
Right.
Rebellion can be tough. It adds another layer to the film.
Absolutely. And it makes Cameron more complex. He's not just there for laughs. He's a real person with his own problems.
We've talked a lot about Ferris and Cameron, but what about Jeannie?
Ferris's sister.
Yeah. She starts off resenting Ferris and his ability to get away with everything.
Oh, yeah. At first, she's totally focused on exposing him.
But then things change. She meets Dean Rooney, that sensitive guy at the police station.
It's like her world expands.
Right. Like maybe she's too caught up in Ferris's stuff and missing out on her own life.
There's that line, he's going to marry me or something, I hate him. Funny, but also kind of sad.
Yeah, it shows her insecurity, the pressure of having a perfect brother. But by the end,
she chooses to connect with that guy at the police station instead of obsessing over Ferris. It's her own little rebellion.
Choosing her own happiness. It's a good reminder that we're all on our own paths. Can we go back to the twist and shout parade scene?
Sure.
It's cultural impact, the energy, but it's also so rebellious.
Oh, yeah. It's like Ferris is saying, screw the rules, let's celebrate. And the whole city joins him.
It's this amazing moment of unity, all sparked by one kid.
The film really uses music well. Ferris singing in the shower, the parade, even the soundtrack choices. It all adds to that youthful energy.
It's not just the music, though. The quotes, the fashion, it's everywhere. Ferris Bueller's Day Off just keeps going.
Hughes really got the spirit of youth, and somehow it still feels relevant.
It speaks to that universal desire for freedom, for connection. It reminds us to really live life to the fullest.
Absolutely.
And speaking of embracing life, what would your ideal Ferris Bueller day look like? You know, skip out on everything, just adventure.
That's a tough one. But a good one makes you think.
Right. It's like we're giving ourselves permission to escape. Ditch the to-do list.
It's interesting, even though the film's set in the 80s, that yearning for freedom, it's timeless.
Totally. Whether it's exploring a new city, trying something daring, even just time with loved ones.
Yeah.
We all have those Ferris moments.
We do. It's about getting that playfulness back.
That wonder that gets lost sometimes in adult life.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be huge breaking the law.
Right.
It's those little moments of joy, like a mini rebellion.
That's a good point. The film's not about being reckless. It's about being curious, enthusiastic.
Exactly.
Trying new things.
Like Ferris says, life moves pretty fast.
If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
But it's more than a quote. It's about actually doing it.
Right. Ferris Bueller's Day Off isn't just a fun movie. It's a challenge to us.
To create our own adventures. Make the most of every moment.
Exactly.
So, to everyone listening, think about it. What have you always wanted to do but haven't?
What's stopping you?
Maybe it's time to channel your inner Ferris. Take that leap.
Life's too short for fear and routine. Embrace the unexpected. Find that joy. Don't lose that wonder.
Well said. And on that note, I think we've come to the end of our deep dive into Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Thanks for joining us on this trip back to 1986. Big hair, great music, and that reminder to seize the day.
Your ride in the Gen X time machine has come to an end, but the memories don't stop here. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a trip back to the 80s and 90s. More iconic moments and nostalgic trends are waiting for you right now in the Gen X time machine podcast feed. Press subscribe now.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
Spring is in the air, and at Minky Couture, we're celebrating this joyful season with warmth, love, and the softest, coziest blankets. Whether you're cuddling up after an Easter egg hunt or gifting a little extra comfort to someone special, our luxury blankets make every moment even sweeter. From our Minky family to yours, happy Easter. May your day be filled with love, laughter, and all the cozy moments you can dream of. Visit us online at MinkyCouture.com or stop by one of our stores to find your perfect Minky hug today. Spring is in the air, and at Minky Couture, we're celebrating this joyful season with warmth, love, and the softest, coziest blankets. Whether you're cuddling up after an Easter egg hunt or gifting a little extra comfort to someone special, our luxury blankets make every moment even sweeter. From our Minky family to yours, happy Easter. May your day be filled with love, laughter, and all the cozy moments you can dream of. Visit us online at MinkyCouture.com or stop by one of our stores to find your perfect Minky hug today. Spring is in the air, and at Minky Couture, we're celebrating this joyful season with warmth, love, and the softest, coziest blankets. Whether you're cuddling up after an Easter egg hunt or gifting a little extra comfort to someone special, our luxury blankets make every moment even sweeter. From our Minky family to yours, happy Easter. May your day be filled with love, laughter, and all the cozy moments you can dream of. Visit us online at MinkyCouture.com or stop by one of our stores to find your perfect Minky hug today. Spring is in the air, and at Minky Couture, we're celebrating this joyful season with warmth, love, and the softest, coziest blankets. Whether you're cuddling up after an Easter egg hunt or gifting a little extra comfort to someone special, our luxury blankets make every moment even sweeter. From our Minky family to yours, happy Easter. May your day be filled with love, laughter, and all the cozy moments you can dream of. Visit us online at MinkyCouture.com or stop by one of our stores to find your perfect Minky hug today.